Welcome to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Get expert advice on a variety of topics and hear what Ottawa business people have to offer. Ask questions, get answers. This is Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Acquiring the exact commercial space for your needs is fast becoming an exacting science, and getting the square footage you need is only part of it. A while back, we introduced you to the CEO of one of Ottawa's leading commercial real estate companies, and he's back again this hour. Darren Fleming is the CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Good afternoon again, Darren.
Hi, Dave. Nice to be back.
Hey, great to chat with you again, Darren. Now, we're going to be talking about Real Strategy, of course, and your vision of making people happy at work and what it takes to get there. Now, we'll touch on Real Strategy's innovative approach to ensuring incredible people deserve amazing space. And this hour, we'll dig into the services of Real Strategy as well. So if you're a company owner, a CEO, and you happen to miss our previous conversation, you'll appreciate this hour. So Darren, to begin, you've got an impressive academic and real estate background. Let's talk about how Real Strategy came about.
Sure. I've been in commercial real estate for over 20 years and predominantly did tenant representation, leasing. But over time, I really started to find that helping folks understand what it was their company needed was increasingly important. And oftentimes, the inclusion of an architect or an interior designer who traditionally was the ones doing the diagnosis came too late in the planning cycles for companies to really make best use of some of the skill sets and the best practices that were out there. Eventually, I ended up going to focus on consulting, selling my shares in my last company, and going back to school to do my MBA at Telfer. And while I was there, I realized that having the ability to interact with a management team as a senior consultant and really coach them and guide them through the process was important. And so I decided to create Real Strategy. We incorporated in 2017, halfway through the program, with an aim to blend the traditional services of a real estate brokerage, because we still do that for sure, but also with a consulting company that can really provide executive level coaching, employee surveys, workshopping, and create data sets out of what's traditionally considered soft data.
Darren, you've got some exceptionally creative and talented people in your team at the Real Strategy. Let's talk about the Real Strategy team. And I think you've got eight or so on staff, I believe.
Yeah, we have eight full-time people. We've got Jared and Wes, who are business development guys. They're really out there reaching out to organizations in the private sector, not-for-profit world to really just start discussions. Lee is our CFO. Jacob is our project manager. And, Jacob's role is really to get out there and support people through the implementation of whatever strategy makes sense with respect to construction or furniture procurement. Then we've got Naomi and Kevin, who are often back in the office, who are dealing with documents and scheduling and administration. And then Mike Chardo, who's our property manager, who helps us look after some of the properties we manage.
Darren, what is your target audience? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. These days, it's really difficult for an executive to really diagnose how much space do I need in a post-pandemic kind of world, a hybrid office, if you will. So if you're someone who's been tasked with or inherited that role, they're often CEOs, but they're often just as often executive directors or CFOs. But every now and then we find the office manager or the senior executive assistant or the director of HR ends up with facilities some way. And to be honest, if your company's growing or going through changes, and let's face it, since the pandemic, every single lease that's out there no longer fits its original mandate, we'd like to talk to you.
Now, let's talk about value creation. That's got to be a real important element of what you folks do.
It sure is. Dave, traditionally, we had approached our industry, being commercial real estate, had approached the value creation by saving people money through just doing better transactions, lower rents, bigger cash allowances. But we really like to, we at Real Strategy believe that, incredible people deserve amazing space. And the ethos behind that is that when it comes down to it, the thing that really makes your boat go with respect to the vision of your business is the people. So we like to look at how we can have a positive impact on payroll related outputs, attraction, retention of your best people. What do they say about you out there in the world? Do they actually like working for you? We found that if we can make people happier at work, and I believe having a better conversation about how we seat them, how we build physical spaces, what policies and culture do we support in terms of how often we have to see your face in the office, that we can make people happy. And happier people, they're harder to poach. They don't get sick as often. And frankly, they'll take a pay cut to stay in a really great company. And frankly, that's the vision that we have for our clients, is to make them a magnetic space, make their coming to work just amazing.
And we're going to talk about that magnetic space a little later on. So then, Darren, how can Real Strategy help an organization that needs office space? And how receptive are businesses in general to the increasing changes to the workplace?
I think a lot of business owners are really just puzzled. It's not like the pandemic happened in Europe 5 years ago and we had all these lessons learned that we can apply now as best practices here in North America. This was a global event. People are unsure. They're uncertain when the next wave is going to come, if there's going to be another one. And understanding how to build a space, physically construct a space that can really help them adapt to what they've got coming down the pipe over the next 3 to 5 years, which is what we're calling the greatest social experiment in human history with respect to the workplace, being how often are you going to attend? We do provide some best practices on, you know, physical layouts and seating, but in essence, we're solving for what I call the rising tide. In the past, we simply counted heads, and that's how many chairs you needed. Now we got to understand, well, how often are people going to come in on average? But what are those high tide marks that are going to happen? You know, let's say you put on a training or an all hands meeting, and people who've relocated out to Perth now are driving in an hour and a half to come to whatever it is you've put on at the office today. Well, they may want to stick around and work for a couple hours before they head back. So we want to make sure that we have room for what happens most of the time, but that we're intentional and plan for some of those special moments that we know are going to be essential to getting people back in the office.
We're in conversation with Darren Fleming, CEO and broker of Record with Real Strategy, and you'll find them at 1280 Baseline Road, Suite 200, and their phone number for your reference, 613-216-0130. And don't forget their website at realstrategy.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on News Talk 580 CFRA.
We'll return with more experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Now back to experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Great conversation this hour with Darren Fleming, the CEO and broker of Record with Real Strategy here in Ottawa. And you can find them at realstrategy.com. Darren, speaking of Ottawa, we were just talking during the break that Ottawa has really turned out to be one of the better markets in the country. Let's talk about it being maybe the best market in the country.
For sure. Dave, a city's office market is really an ecosystem. You know, it's made up of employers, employees, and people doing business with each other. And our city, as everyone, you know, is fully aware, is the primary home of the public service, the federal government. And in some cases across the country, across North America, people have started coming back to the work more frequently than they have here in Ottawa. But the government of Canada has only really just started doing that, and only just recently started talking about this idea of maybe 2 days a week in the office might be the norm. So there's been no reason for a lot of folks to go back down to the office in the downtown core until very recently. And while people are starting to come back, there's a lot of space sitting empty. And we've seen a huge amount of space coming back as companies start to right size, you know, for a post-pandemic footprint. If you've got 60 people in the past, you would have been in 12,000 feet. Well, if they're coming in a couple of days a week, you might need, you know, about half. So, you know, downtown right now, we've got overall vacancy that's sitting around 7.5%. But if you start to lean in and look a little closer, in some of these buildings that have seen, you know, for the most part, their whole tenant base evaporate, we've got some that are 50% vacant. We've got some who have major government leases who are not so sure that they're going to stick around. So, like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years, I've never seen a tenant-friendly market as strong as the one we have going on in downtown Ottawa right now. There are some incredible deals to be had.
Darren, I see a couple of challenges, certainly on the surface here, confirming that a company is on board with the need for change and the physical changes or physical adjustments to the basic space and the basic infrastructure to make that happen.
For sure. I think one of the strongest or the biggest challenges many senior leaders have to deal with initially is getting over this idea that working from home is maybe temporary, or that it's kind of a nice to have, that the employees, it's a privilege, not a right. I think that ship has sailed. I think we have a very tight labor market. There's not as many great people out there for the jobs that we have to fill. And if a person's great, and if they're producing, frankly, even at average, it's going to be very difficult to force them to do something they don't want to do, which is come back downtown 5 days a week. Cost of parking, what have you. There's just a lot of factors. People just don't seem to see the need. And at the same time, we've never had to design spaces like this before, at least not in our everyday careers. Most of us, when we went to the office, we had a place where we stayed most of the time. And if we went to see one of our colleagues, they had a place they stayed most of the time. So this idea of what we're calling activity-based work, where instead of having, a box made up of offices and cubicles, but yet having a resource, I call it a palette, really, of resource areas spread out across the floor and equipping folks with technology that allows them to move easily from, place to place depending on their task or even their preference. An example would be, creating some space where if it's a sunny day, I can take my laptop and go and do some heads down concentration work in a space that's quiet. We can call it a library if we will. We can have a door. There's lots of options. And so we spent a lot of time initially in our projects helping people kind of get that basic level of understanding of commercial interiors, almost taking the window shopping, if you will, so that they can really communicate to us and internally what it is they want. What do they envision now that they've finally been out to a commercial showroom and seen what some of these environments could look like.
Now, all of this, Darren, points to magnetic space. Let's talk about magnetic space.
Yeah, it was a term that we heard early on. I think it was the CEO of Kinaxis who I credit as coining it. They had just built a 160,000-foot building, took the ribbon off it, basically at the end of the pandemic, and now had this big concern that nobody would want to come back. So, companies that are trying to entice folks to physically attend are doing it in a bunch of ways. You want to make space that's dynamic. You want to make space that inspires them through use of color, through use of layout, things like living plants, scattered throughout the space to increase air quality. But there's an intangible, right? And when we do our workshops with folks about, hey, what would we have to do to create a positive pull that would make you want to come to work? What would have to be true? And the number one thing that people are starting to talk about is people. They don't want to show up and be sitting there on a Zoom call. They want to interact with peers. So there's a little bit of a thought that has to go into, well, it can't just be my team on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Dave's team on Mondays and Wednesdays. They literally never see each other. You want to make sure that when people are coming in, they have that chance to interact. And some of it will be for work and some of it will be social. One lady who had basically said prior when we were interviewing her, most of my team are young women. They have small children at home. And if we have to come in even one day a week, we're all going to quit. For her then to turn around and say, we used to celebrate. We used to have potlucks and baby showers and celebrate birthdays. I miss those things. That would be one of the things I'd want to be able to do again. And then to actually see them at the workshop hugging each other because they missed each other. I mean, one, it's a great sign that people do enjoy interacting socially. They enjoy that copy time chat with their colleagues, which inevitably leads to, well, hey, Dave, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. There's something I wanted to chat with you about. Do you have a sec afterwards? That impromptu conversation starter is something that we can be intentional about by creating those opportunities. And these are all factors that go into making a space magnetic.
And something, Darren, you make the space magnetic by doing that. and it's going to bode well for success of the company overall down the line, because happier staff means better work, more passion, and better output.
Absolutely. And I don't think there's any executive out there, that at least not any that we've talked to in the last 6 months, who believes that we should just leave everybody at home and it's going to work out great. If you've been a long time in a role and you know your job and you can put your head down and do it with your eyes closed, well, that's one thing. But, you know, we've got folks who are going to be leaving the workforce soon. We need to transfer that knowledge. We got people who start a new role. And it's pretty hard to mentor someone completely virtually. I'm not saying it can't be done. We've made leaps and strides in terms of managing a remote workforce over the last couple of years. But you know what? There's something to be said for, hey, let's just sit down and look at what you're doing, and being elbow to elbow while you're working on something or learning, or just having that sense of what does it mean to be a member of this team, which is a lot easier to do in person, I believe at least, than doing it remotely.
Now, if an office retrofit is planned, is needed, and a real strategy magnetic space is to happen, how can this be done from the CEO level, or should it be a combination of, say, staff getting directly involved and the CEO as well?
Our process really does start with the senior leader. We want to have an interview with him or her to understand kind of where's their head at with respect to culture and attendance and vision. Where are they trying to take this boat? Who do they need to be on it in order for it to be successful? But from there, we really do encourage organizations to fan out and engage deeply with their teams. These days, there's a lot of small organizations in Ottawa where we can bring them in. And whether it's a simple survey or doing some workshops, we want to give them a voice. We want to give them some education so that they can give useful feedback. And I can tell you, when we've done that, I see the lights go on in the senior leader's head, because they're hearing information directly from the folks who are going to be working in those environments that they haven't heard before. It's easy to assume that, you know, all young people are early adopters of technology and are going to love working remotely. But we found that some do and some don't. If you picture a bell curve, all your employees are at one end of the spectrum or the other. Some are going to love the idea. Some are absolutely going to hate it. And some are going to love it for reasons you don't even understand. And so by getting that engagement going early, then we can set some ideas in place, some standards in place, get them fully costed out, have a capital plan, and then go out and do a deal in this historic market where we can get, we can get it paid for, because that's really what it comes down to. We got to have amazing space to draw back those incredible people, make the space magnetic, but it's got to be affordable. It's got to meet the business plan, because if it doesn't, the idea gets stunk before it even gets going.
Good point. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the most important elements in planning when a client first contacts Real Strategy. Our guest this hour, Darren Fleming, CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Now, they're Ottawa-based, their office at 1280 Baseline Road, telephone 613-216-0130, and their website, realstrategy.com. Now, this hour is particularly crucial if you're a CEO or a decision maker with your organization where office space is required or needs to be adjusted, and much more. Experts on Call and News Talk 580 CFRA. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
If you're just joining us, welcome to another extremely interesting hour on Experts on Call. If you're a CEO or a decision maker with your organization and are finding that modifications are needed to your office space, perhaps from a size standpoint or maybe to benefit a shifting or hybrid workforce, this conversation is timely. Our guest this hour is Darren Fleming, CEO, broker of record with Real Strategy. And a quick reminder as well that their web address is realstrategy.com. So, Darren, a decision maker knows that changes are needed and wants to review his or her current floor space and offerings. What is the very first thing that individuals should do?
So, first off, don't assume that the end of your lease is the only time you can do anything. I think that's really a misnomer. I think be open to possibilities. Be aware that the way we've done it before, and this is radio, I can't make air quotes, doesn't necessarily apply when you're making wholesale change to how we've stored paper in our offices, how we expect people to come in, what do we expect them to do when we get there? Many of our spaces were designed for conference call phones. They didn't have the use of video as prevalent as I think we're going to be doing it going forward. If our attendance levels are down, many of our meeting rooms and offices are the wrong size. You know, we had a lot of 6 to 8 person meeting rooms. Now I think we're going to have a lot of 3 or 4 person meeting rooms because half the team may be remote. I think what they want to do as well, and maybe this is the most important, is anytime they have a belief statement that puts all of their employees in one bucket, and they sound like, well, everybody at my company, XYZ, or all of them all the time, like this just does not apply to humans. And I think going in with the approach that this is a learning experience, that we're going to spend the next 3 to 5 years understanding how we as humans, certainly in Ottawa, use office space, means that at best, when we toss the dart, we're going to hit that second ring of the bullseye. So we want to make sure that our space can be easily tweaked without having to hit it with a sledgehammer and costing us a whole bunch more money.
Community services and giving back has always been part of the Real Strategy philosophy. Darren, recently you were involved with the Save the Rainbow Bistro initiative. Let's talk about that one.
One of the things that's great about Real Strategy is that we are a completely local and locally owned company. And we believe that being, you know, a good corporate citizen means giving back. And when I heard about the Rainbow Bistro going down, I don't know the last time you were there, Dave, but you know that place is special. They've brought incredible music acts to Ottawa, but at the same time, they've also been launch points for so many wonderful musicians who've gone on to really do great things in the world. And the thought that that place might go away during the pandemic, it was just not something I was willing to tolerate. So when Kevin Ford over at Calian was putting together a team of, you know, 10 CEOs who each had to put in $5,000, my hand went up right away. And they've done a great job in there. And that place is really set up for success for a long time.
Now, you have other involvements as well. I believe you're involved with some soup kitchens and other community organizations.
Yeah, our team, you know, I really like to encourage folks to give back. We have a guy who's been a longtime member of the military and the primary reserves in West Stinson, and he's on his way out right now as he's transitioning full time into real estate. But we've got other folks who volunteer with the Barhaven Food Cupboard. We were one of the sponsors that brought Up With People back to Canada for the first time in 20 years. That was a lot of fun. I volunteer often with Junior Achievement because I think financial literacy and entrepreneurship and young people is important. But this year, our focus is going to be supporting the Governor General's Foot Guard, where Wes and I are both alumni of, in their 150th celebration by sponsoring a youth award. So that's part of the year of celebration that's been going on. And I can't wait to tell you more about that event coming up down the pipe.
Oh, looking forward to hearing about it as well, Darren. Now, something else we talked about during the break, and this is interesting too. You just outfitted or retrofitted, if you like, or helped a new client get on board with some of their changes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, this week we are really proud to go and visit our client Sicotte Guilbeault in their new space out in Orleans. These guys have been a long time law firm centered in Ottawa's East End, but their space had kind of grown over time, as is very common with a growing company. You take some space and then you take a little more and you take a little more. And over time, their space had kind of gotten chopped up and really didn't have a coherent sense of place. And you should see their new space, Dave. It is just full of natural light with these huge windows. And, you know, when we were talking to our point of contact in there, as we're going through, said, well, what kind of feedback have you got from staff and visitors? So people come into their space now and they just blown away. And they say, this is so peaceful and wonderful here. I just want to stay longer. Can you imagine saying that about your lawyer's office? And the staff are excited to come back. It's in a great location for them. It's got all the things they need. It is just beautiful, beautiful, magnetic space.
Terrific. Now, let's get back to some of the services that you offer, Darren, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the free lease review. Maybe you could touch on that to begin with, and then I'd like to talk about the office space calculator, which I think could be an invaluable tool for almost any business. So let's talk about the free lease review first.
Sure. The free lease review is a really interesting promotion we've got going on right now, where we sit down with you, go through your lease, and really listen to you and ask questions about where you're trying to take your company. We typically go in and we'll walk your space with you, take some measurements so that we can go away and say, look, here's what you're doing now in terms of space. But here's what's possible given, you know, some of the things we know about creating hybrid workplaces, some of the strategies that you're looking to put into place. And then we can give you options in the marketplace or options with your existing space to make that transformation come to fruition. It's very high touch. Often involves some interviews of the senior leaders and a staff survey. We've been doing it for the last few months now, and we've got some incredible feedback from our clients. They really love the approach.
Oh, sounds terrific. Now, what about the office space calculator? That sounds to me like it could be a pretty valuable tool as well.
Yeah, a lot of the, I'll say, diagnostic tools that are available on the internet are actually really hard to use, and they're really general. They don't allow for a lot of customization, and in many cases, they actually just send the information directly to a salesperson who then wants to call you. So we were searching for a tool, frankly, for ourselves, where we could be in your space and have a web-optimized app on your phone that you could do this stuff on the fly. So with a little bit of coaching from us, it's pretty easy to use. You can just plot in, well, how many desks, how many workstations, and on the fly figure out with a very high degree of accuracy how much space you need. Now, if you want to create magnetic space, I think we've covered the fact that it's more than just having, you know, chairs and desks. But it sure is a nice, quick and easy way that's completely free to get at least in the ballpark of how much space you're going to need.
Now, I would suspect that one of the main challenges that you would face would be to change the mindset of companies that might be a little reluctant for change. And even though you know and they know, they need change.
You're right. You know, humans, we don't like change. In fact, we go out of our way to avoid it. There's a great book called Immunity to Change that came out of from a couple of Harvard professors a couple of years ago, and they basically postulate that you know, if your doctor tells you got to cut salt in your diet, you might turn around and say, well, flavor is important to me. You know, if I have to cut salt, maybe I don't want to live. And people have these types of statements and beliefs about space, about what it means to be an employee in their company. They say things like, well, idea creation only happens best in person, or that everybody in my company is going to need 100% the same thing. So one of the things we do is we listen for those belief statements and say, well, you know, let's have a conversation about it. Why don't we ask them? How about we do a bit of an engagement and get some data on that? And many times the data doesn't support those statements. And we find a data-driven approach is the best way to not change people's mind, but maybe show them that there's some other opportunities out there, that maybe that strategy that they've been using before isn't the best one with what we know today. And the really surprising but gratifying piece is that when we've given our clients the opportunity to have engagement and talk to their employees, almost 100% of these executives are really happy to do that and are grateful for the opportunity because they really value their incredible people.
And Darren, with real strategy, it all comes down to a magnetic space.
Dave, at Real Strategy, we believe that incredible people deserve amazing space, a space that has a positive pull that makes them want to come in. And we call that space magnetic. We think that's the secret sauce that can take your company from being, you know, an okay place to work where people are maybe satisfied to a place where they tell all their friends and family that this is the best place they've ever worked. And maybe you want to come work there, too.
Darren, we're going to jump in here with a quick break. We'll get back to our conversation on the magnetic space in just a moment. Darren Fleming, of course, CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Back in a sec.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. News Talk 580 CFRA. Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Our conversation continues with guest Darren Fleming, CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Once again, this is a key hour for CEOs or corporate decision makers when dealing with office space, needing or perhaps revisiting requirements as it might relate to hybrid work activities and much more. The website to note for your ongoing reference, realstrategy.com. Darren, incredible people do deserve amazing space. Just before the break, we started talking about the magnetic space. Let's pick up on that once more.
We believe that by having an attendance policy that's flexible, by having space that's inspiring, that has different physical spaces and areas and resource centers within the floor that you can move freely with technology, really allows people to work in the manner and, frankly, the where they choose and prefer to be the most productive. And we've had great results.
You know something, this is going to really attract folks back to the office again if this mindset is adopted on a general scale across many businesses and companies and offices. Because with the hybrid work scenario these days, people might actually want to come back to the office and work with their friends and colleagues.
The funny thing is that the people who want to stay at home versus the people who want to come in are often doing so for reasons that are not immediately obvious. If you're a senior executive out there trying to figure out what the policy is to bring people back, remember that each person is different, not only in their preferred way of work, but in their immediate life. You have folks who have their kids one week and not the next. You have people who have, noisy roommates or neighbors, or you have people who've chosen to move quite far away because you told them, hey, I don't know when we're going to come back for a little while. So the typical approach to having kind of a one size fits all, hey, let's all come in 3 days a week, is going to serve nobody well. Really what we encourage in developing and creating a magnetic space environment is to remember that people are different. And if we can meet them where they are and support them in their own personal life challenges, but also in their personal preferences, we've got tons of examples that show that they are happier at work. And those happy people, they work harder. They'll really lean into your organization and start pushing at the wheel as opposed to just treading water. They'll even take a pay cut to work for you.
Wow. Now, if a company itself, Darren, is looking for new office space, they don't really know what they're looking for. Now is a good time to contact your office, as there's probably better than average inventory out there. They could more than likely get their needs taken care of fairly quickly.
That's right, Dave. I would categorize this as the best time to be in the market that I've ever seen in my career. It is just, there's so much space chasing tenants who, frankly, are getting smaller. And so the competition from landlords to attract a high quality tenant is fierce, 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 and they're doing it with their pocketbooks. Lower rents, bigger cash allowances, because people are starting to realize that since none of the spaces that were built prior to the pandemic really serve their original mandate, they just weren't designed for hybrid work, that in many cases, that inventory of offices and walls that's been out there is obsolete, and it needs to be replaced and tweaked. And I haven't met a tenant, not one, who wants to pay for it out of their pocket. They're looking to the landlords to do that. So the landlords who are reaching into their pocket to fund the construction cost of these amazing spaces are winning, and they're winning big. So I think we're going to see a lot of folks doubling down on their tenant incentives to try to encourage our clients to come to their buildings. And it's going to pay for a lot of those things that maybe you didn't think was possible for your space.
Certainly a good time to contact your office. And I guess while I think of it here, I should note the phone number for those who need to know at 613, of course, 216-0130. And your website is realstrategy.com. Darren, let's take a look at some of your success stories. We were talking about that earlier, and wow, you've got a great shopping list of some great stories out there. Let's talk about a couple.
Sure. We're really proud of one project we did with a company called Tree Canada. They're a not-for-profit that is, responsible and interested in helping, Canada stay green, protecting our urban forest. They do They plant hundreds of thousands of trees all across Canada. They're a really great organization. But, you know, when we work with a not-for-profit, oftentimes we find these organizations in pretty ho-hum space because, you know, let's face it, if they get dollars in from grant, by way of a grant or donors, oftentimes they want to make sure all that money to the maximum they can goes out there to be invested in the work, to impact those people that they're trying to take care of. So when we can come in and show them that by optimizing their footprint, by taking advantage of a really stellar market, that they can get into not just a better space, but a better building that's with a space that's been designed for them, with a landlord who's excited to have them, well, it's really gratifying. And these guys, didn't have a huge budget. They don't have a big footprint. It's really, I think it was like 3,000 or 4,000 feet, but they got to move down close to Elgin Street, being a really cool space that they can walk to all these really cool amenities, but yet still be close to green space. And that was really important for them, given who they are. They're not in some big skyscraper, with a little bit of a nameless feel to it. We're really proud of that one, and I know they're really happy in their new amazing space.
Darren, a brand new company or maybe an existing company, they know they need to make some changes. What would be your key advice for any change that might be needed? Your key advice to start right off the bat.
Right. Most people, when thinking about what's possible with office space, really are using their own personal experience, which is looking backwards, how we've done it before. I think we said earlier in the show, the traditional approach to office space needs analysis is we count heads and then we say, okay, that's how many chairs and desks we need. That's not the way we're doing it anymore. And I don't think we are going to do that for the way going forward. My advice is to learn. Activity-based work, this hybrid type of office, is not something that most people have a lot of experience in. They need a guide. They need someone who's going to teach them how to, build this space. And it's more than just physical construction. It is the policies and procedures, this idea of having, we call them a concierge, who's actually going to be responsible for taking care of these shared spaces if we're only coming in a couple of days a week. These are not people on our teams or roles that we've had before. So I really think there's an opportunity for learning that has to happen before we dive into the bricks and mortar.
Darren, we're right out of time. I want to thank you so much for a great conversation once again this hour. Great to chat with you.
Thanks, Dave. It was a pleasure to be here.
Darren Fleming, of course, CEO, broker of record with Real Strategy. And as I mentioned, you can find them online at realstrategy.com. Dave Watts here. Have a great day. News is next on News Talk 580 CFRA.